Mikey is on ear with a little Mariah Carey in the background singing to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
I was going to play the Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial, but you know.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Good morning.
Asking my Mayer to Wiener. What's going on?
Hey, have you seen the van, the Oscar Mayer Wiener van?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's pretty cool. Big, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. I used to have a Wiener dog, Buster. Good morning. I know you're not awake, right?
Yeah, I'm awake, but not awake.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of, 50-50.
50-50. Well, you know, today is National Biscuit Day, right?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Biscuits and gravy.
Well, Nicole's working, so there's no biscuits and gravy.
I'm sorry. I'll email you some.
Put it in the microwave before you do.
There you go. Oh, God, yucky. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So you've got some exciting news this morning. Good, but bad. You know, we were weighing it out while we were chit-chatting behind the scenes a little early on. Something else has grown on the chill factor.
Boy, can't you just like to put me on the spot
now? I'm sorry.
The surprise, let's see, what kind of surprises? Yeah, we got a couple of surprises. I mean, we got the surprise and we got the surprise.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, but you're talking about the odd number.
Mm-hmm,
I know that surprise. Yeah, the odd number, because you know how I feel about the odd numbers. Like two is a pair, one is, well, single, like, you know, odd. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
okay.
Me? Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
One is the lonely number. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's a good song. But yeah, we are now up to 107 countries.
Holy tomato, Mikey. How is that even possible?
Well, thanks to all the supporters and the fans out there that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
unbelievable.
Can't thank you guys enough. Love you guys. Mm-hmm. All of you guys for all the help and support you've given us.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, we can't make it happen without them.
No, nope, definitely.
And a special shout out to Mr. Al the Beekeeper in Maine, aka Cat's Dad.
He's always buzzing around.
and of course, Mr. Ed Cohen. How you doing, sir?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Definitely. Those are major factors. And of course, your mom and Nicole that supports us, and Teresa and Antoinette's listening in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, everyone,
everywhere, everybody, everywhere. I should have played that song. Everybody, everywhere. I don't sing again. Well,
you woke Roxy up with Marky Mark. Well, she's just like, what?
Well, somebody requested that one yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Now you do. Ding, ding, ding. There is a light at the end of the tunnel here. Hello.
Tunnel, or the Lincoln Tunnel?
Turnpike,
but
fly on by.
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday. I told you about that I was in Jersey at one time, and I said, Garden City? And he's like, yeah, there is a Garden City. I was in Garden City.
Joy-Z, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I'm Joy-Z. Yeah.
Those mini guineas know how to say it. What's going on?
Joy-Z. Yeah. So I love that area. One part I really, you know, I could do without is LaGuardia.
Right, holy, the bad part, right?
Toledo.
Holy flying.
Yeah, LaGuardia and JFK. Oh, man.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, no, not so much. Yeah, I know. We've been there before to bring our son back there to the airport when he flew out, and that was like, whoa, I didn't like it. Yeah, there's too much congestion down there.
No, yeah.
No, thank you. I'm good with
that. Yeah, LaGuardia, one plane lands and the other one just flies right at the same time. It's like, what? Yeah. No. This can't happen.
You want to get out there in the middle of the field, Mikey, and tell them how to do it?
I can't. I can see myself.
That would be fun.
I'll wear my yellow suit, like I keep on saying, yellow suit, so they can all see me.
With the ruffles in it and the golf course shoes.
Yeah. And I'll wear the pink chaps
over them. Pink? Okay.
Why not? No, it's bright. I'm saying it's bright. Okay. I can say orange, bright orange.
Neon colors, right?
Hey, you know, I like the color pink. You know, it's a color.
Okay.
It's in my coloring box, so it's
your
a color.
Crayons from.
My crayons. Yeah.
So we've got some catching up to do. We actually had Marcy Lynn and the boys on from Connecticut, right?
Marcy Lynn. Hello, Miss Marcy Lynn.
Yeah.
I love the music. I love the attitude. I mean, awesome, awesome person.
Definitely, yes. Definitely working on some good stuff. She's actually invited me to several of her events. Unfortunately, I get busy, so I can't get out to everyone, but I definitely want to hit one of her shows this summer. If you're listening in and you don't know who Marcy Lynn and the boys are, you can definitely go over and check out the chillfactor.net, and she's up there. She's definitely up there. And we had a new submission for another fur baby by Erica. Two of them, right? Her pets?
Yes, ma'am. Miss Erica.
Yes, yep. Miss Erica. And today is actually National Children's Day in the UK.
There you go.
Yep, yep.
There you go. And then, we got a couple of friends up in the UK area.
We do. Dean Baker and Amy Davis.
Right.
Yes. So thank you both of them for definitely coming onto the show. I've got some surprises for people. We can't tell you everything like we always say, but we've definitely got some big artist that is boiling, festering in the cat's pot over there, right?
Oh, God. Yes. I'm still. I'm against the wall each time we talk about it. I'm like, Kat, can we just say a little bit to somebody somewhere out there? Just a little bit?
Yeah, Imogen? I'll tell you a little bit. I'll give you a little hint. It has to do with music.
Well, duh.
Sorry. Hello. It was an Oscar Mayer moment.
You got bologna? Yeah. Bologna? I mean, bologna's cool.
Some people are full That's of awesome it, right?
Mark. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And today is National Bond with Your Dog Day. And I know the National Cat one is coming up, too. Mikey's a cat lover. Definitely.
Yeah, Mr. Roxy, yeah. But, well, you know, we have national days every day.
Yeah. To a fault, but there's certain days that are not. But did you know what else is national coming up in June, being that you're a music junkie?
National. It's not Ozzy. Is it Ozzy? Something to do with Ozzy? Warren?
No.
Judas Priest? Metallica? Pantera? Marky Mark?
It's straight up. Listen, the 21st of June. It is National Music Day.
Oh, okay. Okay, hey, I was halfway right. You were. Because they're all musicians.
I'll give you a little credit there. Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
The 21st, so mark your calendars. So it's in Connecticut, actually. What happens is they have people, musicians all around. They encourage people to go outside. They play every place. Yeah, so here in Connecticut, it returns June 21st, 2024, National Music Day. They declare it here in Connecticut.
I can't mark my calendar because I haven't switched it out.
What year are you on?
2023.
Oh, no.
It's like, leave it up there because I like the picture on it. It's really nice farm picture, and so I just left it up there.
Okay, so leading up to that, you're a day late, dollar short.
Dollar short? Wait, I got quarters and dimes and nickels.
Okay, so keep putting them in your piggy bank. We'll be good.
Okay.
Okay, so from the sciencefocus.com, mind-blowing facts, right?
Yeah, I'm out of there already. You said science.
Nope. Yep. I'm going to ask you a question, see if you know the answer to this. How much time do we actually spend on the toilet in one lifetime?
Well, does it mean that if you're constipated or non-constipated?
Well, you're always full of baloney, so whatever.
Okay, non-constipated, I'll say 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours. 1 year. In a lifetime. That's how much time we spend on the potty.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good to know, Kat. That comes, that's going to help out
it's
later on.
Mind-blowing facts.
Well, you
poof, there it goes. That goes whoop, there it is.
What do you do research on? I mean, do you have all this time on your hands saying, okay, I want to look up how many people, I mean, how many, you know,
I produce my shows. Thank you.
I know you do. How long does it,
how long does it take Kat to get confused? 3 seconds. I have such a span of a fly.
Speaking of which, you remember the other day when you said, oh my God, I killed a bee.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yes. Don't tell the haters. They're going to hate me about the bees. Oh.
Well, no. I mean, I'm sorry, sir, about the bees, but it looks funny. Mikey, I killed it yesterday, and the thing came back to life.
It
was resurrected, and oh, my God. Like, I was laughing. No. We need to talk. We need to seriously talk.
So, clarification, you guys that are listening in, we always talk about what's going on around the world. Well, I was on the phone with you. And mm-hmm. I had, yes, the day before, a couple, what was it, last week you said, right? Yeah. I had actually did not want my dog to get bit by the actual bee that was out. And it actually was a hornet, and it was really beautiful. And I took some pictures of it, and it has nice veins, and it has the wings. It reminded me of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the bee that flies around.
Right.
So, yeah, I thought it was all set. I made the mistake by not scooping it up and putting it back in the, you know, in the trash or recycling it outside the circle of life, they say, right? Well, right. What happened was I left it there and went about my daily, went on, and came back the next day. And then Mikey heard me say what you said. The bee is alive. And he had his hands up in the air. True story.
Okay, let's rewind the VCR tape a little bit.
Okay.
Or the cassette tape, because okay. We're audio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You said you took pictures of it. It was nice and pretty and everything. It was flying around and you took pictures. And then you killed it?
No. It was a... Or you swatted it? I took the picture after I killed it.
Oh, okay. Okay, Liz. All right. Yeah, that makes it
I'm
right.
I'm not chasing a bee around with my phone.
I was going to say, Kev, we need to talk seriously. Chasing... Oh my
well,
God.
It is kind of bee season right now. The birds and the bees are out because it's springtime, right?
Right.
Yep. So he was sitting down on the windowsill. And of course, you know, dogs, cats alike, animals, they're very intrigued by what's going on with these little tiny insects that are around. So Lucy had pointed, the dog had pointed out to me that the bee was there and she was trying to get it. And I saw him. And then, of course, Mikey, I said, oh no, he's still alive. And he had his hands up in the air. And what did I say? I'm going to pray over him. And I had to put him in the garbage pail. I gave him a little prayer.
All right. It was a beautiful day today.
Whack. You're out of here.
Oh, God.
This is the day in the life of outside the radio, right?
We bring it
to life.
Every day. Every day we come up with some really crazy stuff to talk about. Like nothing important. Like, oh, say the chill factor, our schedules. Or, nah. Yeah, we're talking about the bees and getting, you know, swapped down. And,
yeah, and how much time you spend on the toilet in a lifetime. One year. How do they calculate that? That's what I want to know. But anyway.
Kat, you're researching this way too deep. Cut it out.
How many cares do you have? Sorry. I can't help it. You thought you were just going to get up and talk about bologna and donuts and all kinds of good stuff. Nope, not today. Right. Got you.
No, no bologna or donuts. We're talking about bees and toilets.
All right, here we go. I'll flip it around just a little bit. So while you're sitting on the potty, there's right. lots of stuff that's going around out in the world, such as up in the sky.
God, I don't want to know where this is going.
He's like, really I'm walking don't. Out of the studio right now, Kat.
This is when I need Mr. Jim Hill. Please help me, sir. Call in. We got Jim on line 3.
Okay, so your clouds. Do you know how much your clouds weigh up in the sky?
It's oxygen. No, nothing.
Clouds?
They're floating.
No. They weigh something.
Well, if it's filled with water or rain, you know.
Clouds weigh around 1 million tons.
Oh, no.
True story.
No. Stay away from the Wikipedia.
Nope, it wasn't.
Stay away
it was
from
on
Google.
Science Focus.
Okay. Stay away from those guys. What do they know? They
don't. I don't know. Yeah. So how could you imagine? Yeah. 1 million tons. Okay. Here's another one. Here's another fun fact. Mind-blowing facts. Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
Oh, yeah. I can see that one happen.
Right, because they're tall. Yep,
because it's tall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's another fun fact.
I want to go back to the clouds weighing a million tons or whatever it was. What happens when you get an airplane, you know, because it flies through the clouds?
You get bumps in the road.
It's called turbulence, right?
And you hang on very tight, right?
So.
You run to the potty.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm driving to Connecticut. Whenever I do decide to go up to Connecticut, I'm driving.
Okay, there you go. Don't take an airplane.
I'm not taking no airplanes. Too much
turbulence.
Yeah, turbulence. Yeah, too much of that.
In the potty.
Yeah, in the potty. Kathleen, next.
Sorry. Okay. Fun facts about snakes.
Okay, snakes, okay.
Snakes can actually predict. These are all animals because it's springtime. We're talking bees, we're talking birds, right, now we're talking right. snakes, we're talking the clouds because the climate changes so much, you know? So another fun fact about snakes is they can predict that there's an earthquake happening.
Well, we don't have to worry about the snakes around here because Texas don't get earthquakes.
Okay, so, but some places do. And the snakes will actually, I don't know, what do? Hand deliver you a message?
Who can hear me?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, sir. Before I bite you, here.
Before I bite you.
More to worry. Yeah. Yeah, go up to a rattlesnake and just wait for it to tell you that. Oh, yes, an earthquake coming. Yep. No. Yeah, it's gonna strike you, or
oh yuck! I'd be afraid, totally afraid to do that.
No, the snakes are more afraid of you than but you are them.
Yeah, well, I'll be like Forrest Gump, but I'm gonna be running really fast.
See ya! Run, cat, run! Like the very first Mikey Cat show, run!
Oh jeez, that was funny. How many moons ago was that?
That was last year.
Was it already? It's been over a year.
Wow.
Yes, wow, I know.
It's been over a year.
Yep, very first show. Hey, how's it going? Whoo, here we go. Yep, jump. Ya. Yep, definitely. Yep. So we're going to be having some contests coming up, too.
Yes, contest. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm working out all the details on it and the code for the actual. We want to place it on the website so they can enter.
Yep.
So that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Don't do that. Yep. All right.
So speaking of contests, don't forget, if you're listening in this morning, you could still go over to thechillfactor.net and check out all of our merchandise. We do have stuff. I will be out and about. Can't give it all away, but at the festival this year, you'll be able to come over and say hello. And if you have your merchandise on, come and take some pictures with me. Can't give you all the details of what's going on just yet, but definitely if you have your merch and you want to purchase anything else, let Mikey and I know, right, Mikey?
Yes, they can email me or at thechillfactorradio@gmail.com.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yes, lots of great stuff. Always good information. Now 107 countries. And let the folks know, Mikey, because you're the expert at this, where they could find us to listen in live and take us on the road with them, too.
Well, you can start by going to thechillfactor.net and or you can go to radio.net, MyTuner. You can go there on your smart TV. MyTuner has the live broadcast, and also they have our podcast, so you have options on that.
Perfect.
On that one. And yes, and of course YouTube, they now took over Google Podcast. This was a couple of months back, and so you can go to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel, our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there, and of course all the platforms from iHeart to Pandora to so many of them.
Definitely. We appreciate everybody that's been sharing everything because I see a lot of posts on Facebook. Yeah, definitely helping us out in one way, shape, or form. We're going to be working on another segment in the near future, too, as well. It's a big surprise for everybody. So, you know, again,
it's a surprise for me because I don't know what segment you're talking about.
Mystery. The mystery. Yeah.
We'll talk later.
Okay. You're fired. I'm kidding. Never in a million years. All right. So here, I'll give you another funny fact, but not so much funny. You're going to be like, Kat, where'd you pull that one out of? So we talk about the animals and things that happen in the springtime. You know, chickens lay eggs. You know, it's a great time in the springtime. Everything's changing. All the pollen's in the air. All the bees are out, whatever. There once was a chicken. A chicken once lived for 18 months, right? And you know what his name was? He had no head, and he lived for 18 months.
No idea where you're going with this.
Okay.
No
idea. So, a chicken once lived for 18 months without a head. Mike, the chicken, incredibly fat, was recorded back in 1940s. How do you live without a head for all that time?
And its name was Mike?
His name was Mike.
Oh, Lord.
True story.
Kathleen, just turn off your computer. Just step away. Go and cut grass and paint your fence and your house and rearrange everything.
Cut the grass with your scissors.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's no baloney. That's a true story. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How does he do that?
I don't know. It says that right on the site that I was just looking at.
Talk about running around like a chicken without a head. Well, bam.
I do it every day. There's actually a... There's actually... Sorry. Bad joke. And the award goes to Mr. Mikey Robert.
No, 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 no. I'm not the one to come up with all this 1,000 hours on the toilet and stuff like that, or years or whatever it is. No, it's the award goes to you.
Sometimes people look up and they're looking at the clouds and then they're wondering why it's so heavy. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the day we ever go to the accepting the award, I'm hanging out with Al.
Okay, there you
go. I'm going to stay with that gentleman, and I'm going to say, nope, I'm not going up there.
I told you, I'm bringing my grocery list so I could say thank you to everybody.
Oh, Kathleen.
So to elaborate on the story, it came from, Winchester in 1940s in the U.S., in the U.S., a chicken called Mike lived for 18 months without his head. He had been almost completely beheaded with an axe, but brutally they saved him and his brain. Yeah, 18 months he lived. Mike was fed with a how the heck do you feed somebody with no mouth? Okay.
Well, chickens don't have a mouth.
It says Mike was fed with an eyedropper through the stump of his neck.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. No.
Yep. Definitely interesting facts, right? Mm-hmm.
1940. That's interesting, yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. He was beheaded.
Okay. Oop-wah. Okay, Kathleen. That's my
fun fact for today.
Okay, Kathleen.
Off with your head.
Okay, Kathleen.
We're going back to the music. We got some requests coming up in just a little bit here. Having a little bit of fun with a Mikey and Cat show as always. Is there any other final thoughts for the day, Mikey, for you and I?
No, that's about it. I'm just going to continue with the contest here. Listen to some more Chill Factor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to thank Mr. Ed Cohen, Al the Beekeeper over there in Maine. Mm-hmm. How you doing, sir? Teresa, everyone. God, there's so many. Lisa,
Bridget,
Leanne,
and
Bridget, yes.
Uncle John.
Aunt Terry. Mm-hmm. Uncle John, yes. My mom, yes. Everyone. Thank you so much.
Family and friends alike, right? Without you guys, we couldn't have done that. Roger, yes, Roger.
Roger Torres. Yes. And the gentleman that always helps us out and shares my posts is Johnny Bernard.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, he was once in the recording studio with me. I recorded his band years ago.
Wow. Yeah. How cool.
So he's always supportive with us, you know, sharing. So thank you. And again, Marcy Land.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Marcy and all the other artists that are up there, too.
And of course, my rocking guy, JK.
Woohoo, on Thursday nights.
On Thursday nights and Sunday.
Sunday mornings, that's right.
Sunday morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Definitely. Good stuff, as always, Mikey.
Yes,
always. All right, well, I'll let you go back to your bologna and your donuts and your clouds and your potty. We'll be good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, bologna and donuts. Yeah, that's going to come afterwards, I'm sure.
That's the next segment, part two.
Okay, part two. All right. I guess I'll be talking to you about another 30 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay. You got it. Back to work, right? So this is our Mikey and Cat show. Every other Tuesday, you could catch the two of us here for good laughs, fun, let our hair down, and enjoy the day. Talking about some fun facts today, right? The birds and the bees and much more, right?
And much more, yes, exactly.
All right, yep, Mr. Bologna, I'm going to lead off with your song, and I will talk to you soon.
All right.
Stay safe out there.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Bye.